USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The start date for former President Trump's trial in his classified documents case is set for next year.
Judge Eileen Cannon has scheduled the trial to begin May 20th, 2024. The trial will begin months after the GOP begins its 2024 presidential primary season. Trump is facing more than three dozen federal charges related to his handling of classified documents. He pleaded not guilty to all counts last month. I'm Michael Kastner.
The heads of several tech companies are promising to keep a tight leash on development of artificial intelligence technology to keep it safe. President Biden detailed the commitments made by several companies during a meeting at the White House on Friday.
These commitments, which the companies will implement immediately, underscore three fundamental principles: safety, security, and trust.
The president said tech executives told him companies are obligated to ensure their tech is safe before releasing it to the public. Hunter Biden's attorney is filing an ethics complaint against Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. This comes after she showed sexually explicit photos of the president's son during a congressional hearing with IRS whistleblowers this week. The Republican governor of Texas wading into a legal battle with the Department of Justice over a floating border barrier. The DOJ says the floating wall violates federal law and interferes with the federal government's ability to carry out its official duties at the border. Governor Greg Abbott told the feds they could expect a court battle over that. Tributes for legendary crooner Tony Bennett are pouring in from all over the world after he passed away Friday morning. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi remembered him as an artist who was talented not just for singing, but also painting.
A national treasure, and he always said the best is yet to come.
Bennett died at his New York home at the age of 96. Wall Street's closing mix to end a busy week for corporate earnings. The Dow Jones Industrial Average eked out a slight gain to extend its winning streak for a 10th straight day. The NASDAQ lost 30 points. This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
Former President Trump says he'll impose the death penalty for human traffickers if he's elected president in 2024. Trump, in a video on Friday, said he'll urge Congress to pass legislation to institute the death penalty for human traffickers who carry women and children across the U.S. border. He also promised to reinstate Title 42. A woman is filing a lawsuit after she says she was pressured into having surgery as a minor.
A North Carolina woman is suing a team of doctors for pushing her to transition into a male when she was a teenager. Prisha Mosley, now 25 years old, is detransitioning. Her lawyer, Josh Mosley, tells Fox News that Mosley was misled, like many other people who transitioned.
They're coming forward and they're saying, I was deceived, I was misled, this did not fix my mental health problems. And they're seeking justice. They want their health care providers held accountable, and they desperately want to try to prevent this tragedy from happening to anyone else.
I'm Tim Berg.
A member of the Proud Boys has been sentenced to nearly 8 years in state prison for multiple assaults. Tusitala Tiny Toese helped organize a rally in a vacant northeast Portland, Oregon parking lot. He told the crowd to show no mercy when Antifa arrived. When they did, Proud Boys members attacked them with explosives, paintball guns, bats, and clubs. Of course, that's all against the law. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
800-694-1127. 800-694-1127. That's 800-694-1127.